I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wilde. With me, as always, is no one again. This is an emergency. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October Clipcast. No, not that Reggie Jackson, World Series New York Yankee legend who also played for the Halos and was in the Naked Gun movie. Not that Reggie Jackson, the NBA Reggie Jackson, whose production has been wonderful since his return to the Detroit Pistons in late January, where he's averaging 16.6 points, 5.3 assists over 12 games. Coming off an injury, Reggie Jackson. Last season, he played all 82 games for Detroit. This season, he was bought out by Detroit Pistons, and everybody wanted him. But guess where he ended up with his good buddy, Paul George? That's right, Reggie Jackson and Paul George are besties. As a matter of fact, Paul George Instagrammed and tweeted out a picture of him and Reggie Jackson on a boat catching fish together. They're fishing buddies. Why is Reggie Jackson here? Why is Marcus Morris here? Because the Clippers are the premier destination in the NBA. As Steve Ballmer says, it's NBA's beachfront property, as is Miami. We've seen what's happened to Miami. They had a great run. That run is over. They made some moves, and they're pretty good in a less competitive Eastern Conference. But in the competitive Western Conference, the place to be for everybody in the league is the Los Angeles Clippers, your LA Clippers. I hate to bring up the L word on this show, but I will bring up the L word when I am besmirching said L word. They wanted Darren Collison. Darren Collison, he's retired. He's not playing. They didn't get Darren Collison. They wanted Reggie Jackson. They didn't get Reggie Jackson. The Clippers got Reggie Jackson. They wanted Marcus Morris. They didn't get Marcus Morris. The Clippers got Marcus Morris. But let's talk about Reggie Jackson, because last time on Clipcast, we talked exclusively about Reggie Jackson. Excuse me. Last time on Clipcast, I rewound it. I'm starting over. Last time on Clipcast, we talked exclusively about Marcus Morris. This time, we're talking about Reggie Jackson. And, of course, your all-star MVP, Kawhi Leonard, who is on the show later. That's right, Kawhi Leonard on the show later. It's a big, huge show. Also, Burbank Hank, his new segment's coming on because he's Hollywood Hank. He's live on location. He's on set. That's right. Burbank Hank, star of Hank Encounters on Netflix, Prank Encounters. Watch Prank Encounters, guys. Henry Dittman is the star on Netflix, the world's greatest streaming platform. Check out his show. Check out my movies on Netflix, When We First Met, The Babysitter, and Rim of the World. Coming soon, The Cuphead Show and The Babysitter 2. But check out Hank on Prank Encounters, and we're going to hear from Burbank Hank, nay, Hollywood Hank, later in the show. We're going to hear from Kawhi Leonard later in the show, but we're talking Reggie, and more Reggie. That's right. Reggie Jackson started his career playing backup in Oklahoma City to Russell Westbrook and then James Harden. Reggie Jackson's rookie year, what does he do? He goes to the NBA Finals, friends, as a rookie. He started his career at the NBA Finals. He hasn't been back since, and I have a feeling, folks, he's going in 2020 for the perfect bookend. Start your career at the Finals where you don't play any minutes, not any minutes. Why? Because he was a rookie. He was backing up a loaded backcourt of Russell Westbrook and then sixth man James Harden. Wow, what a weird world that was. But Reggie Jackson went to the finals his first year, hasn't been back since, and he's headed that way in 2020 is my bet. This season, he's shooting 37.8% from downtown. That's right, he's hitting 37.8% of his threes. We all know Marcus Morris is hitting over 40% of his threes. In 13 starts in place of the injured Russell Westbrook way back in the day when Reggie Jackson started, when Westbrook was broke, which is what Reggie Jackson's going to do now. He's going to start because Pat Beverly has got that groin injury that's nagging. If it was the playoffs, Pat Beverly will be playing. It's not the playoffs. We're being safe, not sorry. So here's what Reggie Jackson did when he started in lieu of an injured Russell Westbrook. He averaged 20.2 points, 7.8 assists, and 5.2 rebounds. That's what he did when he was younger, starting, filling in for the injured starting point guard. Now he's coming in. He's a savvy 29-year-old vet. He's coming in to fill in for Pat Beverly. I read on Twitter, Reggie Jackson doesn't move the needle. I disagree. I think the needle has been moved and will move right now. As soon as we get back versus the Sucktown Kanks, Sacramento Kings on Saturday afternoon, and I'll be there. Monday night, we play, I believe, Memphis. I'll be there. I will go in the locker room and try to interview Reggie Jackson and or Marcus Morris. These guys will be on the show next week, but this week we got Kawhi Leonard, All-Star MVP Kawhi Leonard, and we're talking new Clipper Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson's put up a 40-piece sexy nugget before. Oh, sure. He got 40 points, including 26 points in the fourth quarter in a thrilling victory, overcoming an 18-point deficit at Portland back in November 8th, 2015. Reggie used to wear number one. What do you think about that? Reggie on OKC Thunder was number one. Will he be number one again in LA? That number one is available, but it wasn't in Detroit because they retired Mr. Big Shot Chauncey Billups, number one in Detroit basketball. Did Blake tell him all about the sweet, sweet Clippers? Did Blake tell him about Clipcast? I don't know. I gave Blake Griffin a mini personalized Blake California license plate. I said, you know, in case you got a small car, keep it away from your son. And he said, no, Chris, I'm going to put this on my bicycle. Did Blake Griffin put that Blake vanity plate on his bicycle and ride it around the mean streets of Detroit with his buddy Reggie Jackson? I don't know. But I do know that Reggie Jackson's best buddy is Paul George, PG-13. Will Paul George stay number 13? I hope so. Will Reggie Jackson be number one? Time will tell. In his nine NBA seasons, Reggie Jackson has averaged 12.9 points, 3 rebounds, and 4.4 assists, shot 34% on three-pointers in 544 games. He was drafted 24th overall in the 2011 draft by the OKC Thunder. Jackson was a valuable reserve on those Thunder teams, which had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, whom Jackson backed up. What do we know about Reginald Sean Jackson, born April 16th, 2 days before my wife's birthday, 4 days before Hank's wife's birthday? That is an impressive four-day span of birthday for Clipper sweethearts, my wife, Hank's wife, and your Clipper husband, Reggie Jackson. Don't know where I went with that one. Reggie Jackson is an American professional basketball player who most recently played for the Detroit Pistons, but now he plays for the Los Angeles Clippers. He did three seasons for the Screaming Eagles over there at Boston College before declaring for the 2011 NBA draft. He was drafted, like I said earlier, 24th overall by the OKC Thunder in his first season. He made it all the way to the NBA Finals. In his most recent season, right now, he's getting back there, folks. He's getting back there because why? Because we have the 420 Club, the Four Horsemen. That's Montrezl Harrell. That's sweet Lou Williams. That's Kawhi Leonard, your all-star MVP. And I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of Hollywood Hank's featurette. And, of course, Paul George. But then add Marcus Morris to the mix. Now you've got five guys who can score 19 or more at will easily. And now we've got Reggie Jackson because that's what we lacked when Pat Bev went down with the nagging groin. He's nursing that groin. P.S. Side note, I need a groin nurse. Ladies, Reggie Jackson's going to come off the bench when Pat Beverly starts. While Pat Beverly nurses the groin, Reggie Jackson's going to get the start. Okay? We are so loaded we have one more roster slot. Who will we fill in that roster slot? But let's flip over to Hollywood Hank.
Hello, Clippers fans. It's me, Burbank Hank. Although in this case, I'm Hollywood Hank. This is the new featurette for ClipCast because I'm going to be on location for a couple of weeks shooting a top secret project. So, shout out from being on set. Some of my recordings will come from makeup chair. Some of them will come from being actually on set. Some of them will be in my fancy hotel room. But let's talk about some of our recent acquisitions. Listen, I have said many times that there's a law of diminishing returns. Bringing in new players, the big issue that we have with the Clippers is not off-the-court chemistry, but certainly on-the-court chemistry as far as figuring out how guys are going to play together, how they're going to mesh. And I have been on the record really liking the team that we have, but also being disappointed in some of our role players. Loving them as players, loving them as Clippers, but also feeling a little bit like we could get some upgrades. And I think that's exactly what we have done. We haven't lost any big assets that, in my opinion, and we have picked up a couple of real gems in Marcus Morris and now Reggie Jackson. I really like Reggie Jackson. I think he's nice coming off the bench for us. Here's going to be the question. In not even half the season remaining, less than half the season is left, how are these guys going to mesh? How are they going to get worked in?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The good news is that we are still holding strong in the Western Conference. We are still looking really nice, although it's easy for Clippers fans to say the sky is falling and say that we are not playing well. I think part of that is expectation. Everyone thought we got the MVP, the finals MVP from last year, the championship team from last year, and that means that we're automatically going to go 82-0. And so I think a lot of Clippers fans had unrealistic expectations. And I think if you really look at it, we've had no back-to-back losses on the season. We're still looking really strong on the season. And I think a player like Reggie Jackson is going to be really nice for us. He was basically the star of the Pistons as far as healthy players goes. All respect to Blake Griffin, still my favorite Clipper of all time, even including our current roster. But I think Reggie's going to be a real nice push for us off of the bench. No, I don't think for one second he will take Pat Beverley's starting position. But, you know, Pat Beverley's had some issues with his health. And part of the reason why I think he has issues with his health is because he plays so darn hard. Kept it clean there, Chris, so you don't have to edit it on this Hollywood Hank segment. I think he plays so hard that he's not really capable of half-stepping. He's not really capable of not hurting himself. So a guy like Reggie Jackson is really nice. And also, let's look at, you can look at the assets we let go of. Yeah, it's some young guys, but none of them are a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that have, like, such an amazing upside that we're hurting to lose them. And what I really hope, now let's talk about who we've lost. I really hope that Jerome Robinson, who I personally really love as a player, but who I really think his issues are mental, I hope that a new team for him will get him into a position where he'll find new life as an NBA player, and he'll, you know, get his stroke back and get his confidence back. Even as early as the preseason and the presser, I felt like Jerome Robinson had fear in his eyes, fear in his shot, fear in his step, and I really hope that this will give him some of his confidence back in his what I hope will be a great NBA career. Hey, let's talk for a second about Kawhi Leonard, our Kobe Bryant MVP of the All-Star Game. I think it's so amazing that considering his relationship with Kobe that has been documented, I think it's so amazing that he won that award. I think it was a really fun All-Star format with the charity stuff and with playing to certain numbers. I will shout out to Pardon the Interruption, one of my favorite sports shows, and say that Tony Kornheiser was suggesting maybe we could do that in regular season in overtimes. Instead of playing a certain amount of time, play to a certain score only in the regular season overtimes. I think that would be so fun. I think it's like the NFL. I think there's some things that they're starting to try out in All-Star Weekend that might be really applicable to the regular season. But mostly, I just want to say how amazing it was to see Kawhi really show off his skills. He gets a lot of grief with his load management, which I don't think is warranted. I mean, Kawhi would rather take the L and extend his season into the postseason. I think that that's really admirable. I think you've got to do that with players, and I actually think that that is going to ultimately hurt LeBron and AD coming into the postseason because they are playing such huge minutes and not taking games off, and I have a feeling it's going to bite them in the buns when they get into the postseason. We'll see if I'm right or wrong. But I think it was so thrilling to watch Kawhi Leonard come out there, blow it up for the Clippers, show that he is still exactly who we thought he was coming into the season, and hopefully we're going to see him play like that all the way through the rest of the season. And hopefully Paul George's and Patrick Beverley's, et cetera, injuries on the Clippers are going to start to clear up. Hopefully these are all preemptive DNPs for our players as opposed to real injuries that will keep them out of the postseason. Only time will tell. Hey, this is Burbank Hank, temporarily Hollywood Hank, coming to you from location. I hope you enjoyed my little segment. Now back to Clipcast.
It's been Clipcast this whole time. Dumb idiot Hank. Hollywood Hank. More like stupid idiot Hank. That's right. I can sit here and make fun of Hank and really put him through the ringer because he's not here to defend himself. It's my favorite thing to do. Stab a guy in the back. You don't want to stab him in the front when he can see the knife. You'd rather his back be turned so you can stab his stupid Hollywood Hank back and he'll never know it was you, you dumb idiot Hank. Ha ha ha. Stupid Hank. We'll never hear from Hank again because he's not here. Wait, what's this?
Oh, and also, Chris, this is a very important piece of analysis that I forgot to mention earlier. Toot toot!
Ah, sham it, Hank! Oh, gosh, darn it, Hank! Landry, sham it, Hank! You rascal, you really showed me, didn't you? All right, enough of that silliness. Let's talk more about Reggie Jackson. But first, I want to talk about NBA All-Star Kawhi Leonard. That's right, Kawhi Leonard. And I think, honestly, the All-Star definitely should have been Kawhi Leonard. I'm about to dazzle you with his stats in that All-Star game. Yes, first should have gone to Kawhi Leonard. But I'll tell you who should have been second in the MVP All-Star votes. And it ain't no L word. I think Chris Paul really put on a show. Former Clipper All-Star MVP Chris Paul put on a show. CP3, congrats to you, my friend. You get easily the number two for CP3. But let's talk about number one, Kawhi Leonard, All-Star MVP. But let's not talk about him. Let's talk to him. Let's hear from the best player on planet Earth, the NBA Finals MVP, the champ, the All-Star MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, he's your LA Clipper MVP, Kawhi Leonard, the Claw.
You know, just a great honor, you know, just another step in my career. And, you know, just shows, you know, hard work paid off. Yeah, I mean, just to have everybody back, you know, see what the rhythm is. Just for us to keep getting better, just be able to, you know, work together, build, to make something special happen. Just mid-season, you know, my teammates are being aggressive. I'm able to get open shots off of their attacks and drives, and just I'm able to make shots right now. I think it's been pretty much up and down. You know what I mean? You know, at times we come down and are, you know, playing on one side of the floor. And other times we get in a good flow and rhythm. Overall, we're getting better.
Yeah, you got a lot better adding Reggie Jackson. You got a lot better making moves to dump Jerome Robinson, DeWalt Jr., and hot and cold Mo Harkless for Marcus Morris Sr. We dumped Derek Walton Jr. for cash, also to free up a slot. Yeah, the team is a lot better now, heading into the postseason. For the most important month of the regular season, I think March, when you march into the playoffs, April, there's only a handful of games before postseason. The most important NBA season is postseason. And let's talk about not only the Clippers getting better, but Kawhi Leonard playing better. No, playing the best of the All-Stars. Yes, 30 points, shooting 11 for 18. Only Chris Paul shot better. I mean, when it counted. I think somebody else shot better, maybe Ben Simmons, but he was shooting a lot closer. Anyway, Kawhi had 30 points, 11 for 18, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He had the first 6 points for Team L. Ugh, I don't even like saying his name on the show. And it's so dumb that I can't just say the West Coast because the stupid way they do it. I don't like change and newfangled things. I know people really did respond to the get to a certain point in the fourth quarter thing. I know Hank liked it. I guess Tony Kornheiser liked it on PTI. I just like watching basketball games. None of this stupid Ice Cube Big Three crap. Just play the damn game. Uh-oh, the sham game. There you go. The darn game, Landry Sharnett. Kawhi played brilliantly. Brilliantly. Hit 4 out of his first 4 three-point attempts. 30 points. He was the difference maker. He was your NBA All-Star MVP. And hats off to you, Claw. Hats off to you, NBA Finals MVP. That's right, current reigning NBA Finals MVP. Current reigning All-Star MVP. Current reigning champion, Kawhi Leonard. And I hate to talk about the L word, those down the hall big brothers. Why are we the stepbrother? How about we're not related to those guys? There are division rivals. How about we're not family and we're not brothers? How about they're our enemies? And what did our enemies want? They wanted Paul George. Did they get him? No, we got him. What did they want? They wanted Kawhi Leonard. Did they get him? No, we got him. They were able to get LeBron and AD because LeBron and AD have the same agent, and those guys are shills and sellouts and wannabe stars. And yes, they are stars, but they're wannabes in that they're just like, notice me, notice me, notice me. LeBron has a talk show at a barbershop where everybody gets along and they all agree. What barbershop does everyone agree and get along? The made for TV. It's not TV. It's HBO. Bull crap. Barbershop talk show. LeBron, the cartoon movie star, the talk show host who would rather shoot movies than shoot baskets. Come on, Clipper Nation, get upset, get fired up, get happy, because we are the best team in Staples Center. Rip your shirt off and howl at the moon. Howl! They wanted Paul George, we got him. They wanted Kawhi Leonard, we got him. They wanted Darren Collison, nobody got him. They wanted Marcus Morris, we got him. They wanted Reggie Jackson, we got him. Doesn't move the needle. Not only does he move the needle, he breaks the needle off the record player. Darn you and your dirty needle derelict. Darn, darn holes. Gosh, the show is real blue. Clipper blue. LA Clippers just got deeper. The greatest depth in the NBA is even deeper. Right now, we are number 3 in the West, number 1 at Staples Center, 23-5 at Staples Center. Any haters out there who are a member of Clipper Nation who say last year's team was more fun, had more heart. I went to the playoffs last year and we lost every game at Staples Center because we were not very good at Staples Center last year. We had heart. Heart got us kicked out of the first round. I say, screw your heart. Rip the heart out of the chest, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom style, because I don't want heart. I want a ring. I want a championship parade. Clippers, 0-3 at Staples Center in the playoffs last year, lost game 6 to the Western Conference champs, to the then reigning champions. Heart? Nah. I'll take the current champ, Kawhi Leonard. I'll take 23-5 at Staples Center. I'll take a commanding home court advantage if the playoffs were tomorrow in round 1. If the playoffs were tomorrow, we likely play Denver in round 2. But the playoffs aren't tomorrow, and Denver is on the rise, and I think the L word is on the fall. I was right when I said we're going to pick up a guy who gets bought out. I was right. Turns out we picked up the best guy who got bought out. That's what everybody says. That's what the experts say. We got the best buyout guy. I was wrong when I said I think the Clippers stand pat. I was wrong, and thank God I was wrong, because happy President's Day to President of Basketball Operations for your LA Clippers, Lawrence Frank. Viva el Presidente. Look what he did before the trade deadline. He moved hot and cold Mo Harkless. He dumped Jerome Robinson. He dumped Derek Walton Jr. Those guys sucked. Hate to break it to you, but they sucked. We upgraded. We upgraded to Marcus Morris Sr. We upgraded to Reggie Jackson. We have room for a big. We have room for one more. We will likely get one more. Do we need one more? No, we don't. No, we don't. Why? Because we've got a great starting center, Zubats, who is such a horse. Played the most games of any Clipper this season. What a horse. What a great guy. We've got the best backup big, I think, in the league. He was top three and sixth man of the year votes last year. He lost to his teammate Lou Williams in Montrezl Harrell. So we've got Montrez and Zubats as bigs. We've got J. Mike and his big body, Jamichael Green, as a big. Will we get bigger? We've got Fee. Will we get another big body? Probably. That 15th slot will probably go to a big. Who? Time will tell. Let's talk about who we've got. NBA Finals MVP, current sitting champion, current All-Star MVP, best player on planet Earth, Kawhi Leonard. Paul George out to prove himself in the playoffs. Paul George, who's now teamed up with his best buddy, fishing pal, BFF, that last F is forever, Reggie Jackson. Will he be number one? I don't know. We got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. We've got sweet Lou Williams, the best bench player in the history of NBA basketball, and his running mate, Montrezl Harrell, for that lethal pick and roll. The ferocity of the ferocious four. Add Marcus Morris Sr., the toughness. The spacing, because he can hit his threes. That's five. Add Reggie Jackson. That's six. Add Landry Shamet. That's seven. Add Ivica Zubats. That's eight. Add Jamichael Green. That's nine. My goodness. The hits just keep on coming, Clipper Nation. And I have yet to mention the heart and soul of the Clippers. The heart and soul of the locker room. First team, all defense, Mr. 94 feet. We've got the dog, Patrick Beverley. That's 10 dogs, 10 of them. In the playoffs, take your best eight and make a run. And we've got 10 dogs. My God, this is it. This is our year. And this was our emergency Reggie Jackson Clipcast celebrating your NBA All-Star MVP, Kawhi Leonard. Thanks for listening. Sound the proverbial and literal horn.